This year, I'm celebrating 60 years of Fabulous. And I don't know about you, but when I was younger, the image I had of 60 isn't the 60 I see looking back in the mirror. In this episode, we ditch the beige and embrace the wisdom and fire that comes with being a black woman over 40. You're listening to This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, where I help mature professional black women take charge of their careers and lives to create a future on their terms. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, career strategist for mature black women. And today we are diving into a topic that's very close to my heart, the rebellion of the mature black woman. Now, when you think of rebellion, you might conjure up images of leather-clad bikers or youthful revolutionaries, power to the people. But let me tell you, there's a whole other league of rebels out there, and they come in the form of seasoned, wise, vintage, and wonderfully defined black women. These women have lived, loved, and learned, and now we're in the prime, yes, I include me in that. We're in the prime of their lives, and they're not just breaking molds, they're smashing them to bits, from defying societal norms to challenging stereotypes with every graceful step. These women are rewriting the script of what it means to be a mature and black in today's world. You've heard them on the podcast, and chances are, if you'll listen to this, you're one of them. Even if you don't think you are. So let me explain why. You've already spent a lifetime navigating a world built against you. Teenage rebellion? We were probably fighting for respect and basic dignity before we even hit puberty. But that fire in our belly, it doesn't have to die with our teenage angst. In fact, as grown-up rebels, we can use that fire smarter, fiercer, and with the wisdom only experience brings. Here's the thing. Society loves to tell us what grown-up looks like. It's the power suit, a beige pantsuit, a silent smile, a head full of yes sirs, no ma'ams. But here's the newsflash. That ain't us. That is not us. We are the queens of reinvention, the survivors, the ones who built empires on our backs. We are the grown-up rebels. And we have got to keep the revolution going. And here's how. Own your voice. We have spent years being told to be quiet, to play small, to shrink ourselves. No more. Speak your truth at work, in your community, even at that family gathering where Aunt Elsa is about to say something sideways. Your voice matters, and your experience, that experience you've garnered over the years, is invaluable. Rewrite the rules. Every single time we step out to take what's ours, what we've earned, we're either bumping our heads on the glass ceiling or falling over the glass cliff. Such is the corporate ladder. But who built that ladder anyway? Maybe what we need is a flourishing garden full of opportunities for black women to thrive. Support black-owned businesses. Mentor younger women. Advocate for diversity in your workplace. Be the change you want to see, even if it means building something entirely new. Embrace your joy. Black women carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, but we also carry the most infectious laugh and the most vibrant spirits. So don't let the struggle steal your joy. Dance in your living room. Take that solo trip you've been dreaming of. Write that poetry collection that's been gathering dust in your drawer. Rebellion is about reclaiming your happiness. Every year, I have what I've affectionately dubbed my husband holiday. It's my solo trip doing all the things I love to do. Now, typically, that's been a trip to New York City where I hit Broadway, I do some shopping, maybe meet with friends. This year, as I approach my 60th birthday, aka my 60 years of fabulous, I have included trips, additional trips, should I say, and we'll be visiting Jamaica, Miami, Italy, UK, a cruise with my husband as we celebrate our anniversary, and seeing Usher in concert, some alone, some with the husband. But I've also included seeing clients along the way. So for me, it's a real win-win. Travel and meeting new people is my joy. So look at yourself and ask yourself, what's yours? Be a walking masterclass, because we have seen it all. We've weathered storms and emerged stronger. Let your journey be a lesson for the younger generation. Share your wisdom, your strength, your resilience. Show them what it means to be a Black woman who never, never, never stops fighting for what she rightfully deserves. And remember what Aaliyah said? Well, I'm going to share my age now, but age ain't nothing but a number. Society wants to tell us that we're invisible after 40. But guess what? We're just getting started. 40 is the new 20, 50 is the new 30, 60 is the new 40, whatever. But you want to learn that new skill, rock that bold lipstick, wear that outfit that makes you feel like a million bucks. Age is just a number. And our grown-up rebellion is about defying limitations. So, my can-do crew, keep that fire burning, because we're the warriors, the truth tellers, the women who built empires. Let's continue to rewrite the narrative, one act rebellion at a time. Because a world built for us, you know, recognizing what we bring to the party, now that's a revolution worth fighting for. So until next time, remember, do that one rebellious thing for yourself, not anybody else. And if I can, you can, this woman can, take care. Thanks for listening. If you got something from this week's episode, please let me know. Better yet, share it with your friends, colleagues, and anyone you know who can benefit from this message. Don't forget to subscribe or write a review and connect with me at my website, janicesutherland.com, where you can also subscribe to the This Woman Can newsletter or connect with me on LinkedIn. Remember, you have the wisdom, resilience, authenticity, and power to create a life on your terms. And if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care. Until next time.